Lesson 33, Genesis chapters 33 and 34. Introduction. After being separated for 20 years, Jacob and Esau met and were reconciled. After their meeting, Jacob continued traveling to the land of Canaan and pitched his tent near the city of Shalem. Shechem, who lived nearby, violated Jacob's daughter, Dinah, by forcing her to have sexual relations with him. Infuriated by Shechem's actions, two of Dinah's brothers killed the males in Shechem City. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis 33, verses 1 through 11. Jacob and Esau meet and are reconciled. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Ask the class to consider how the brothers he spoke of harmed themselves and their relationship through the choices they made. Quote, "Many years ago I read the following Associated Press dispatch, which appeared in the newspaper. An elderly man disclosed at the funeral of his brother, with whom he had shared from early manhood a small one-room cabin near Canisteo, New York, that following a quarrel, they had divided the room in half with a chalk line, and neither had crossed the line or spoken a word to the other since that day, 62 years before. Just think of the consequence of that anger. What a tragedy." End quote. What experiences or blessings might individuals miss out on when they maintain grudges? Ask students to think about any troubled relationships they may be experiencing or that they know about. Encourage them to look for principles that can help restore peace to these relationships as they study about Jacob and Esau's relationship in Genesis 33. Remind students that as Jacob traveled back to the land of Canaan after working for Laban for 20 years, Jacob was afraid of what Esau might do to him and his family when he returned. Why was Jacob afraid of what Esau might do to him and his family? When they parted ways 20 years earlier, Esau hated Jacob and had threatened to kill him. Note: encourage students to visualize the scriptures. Visualization occurs as students picture in their minds the events recorded in the scriptures. Picturing these events can help make the accounts in the scriptures more vivid and realistic. One way to help students visualize an event is by inviting them to imagine experiencing the event from the perspective of the individual involved in it. Encourage students to use this approach to understanding the scriptures throughout their study of the Old Testament. Divide the class into pairs. Assign each pair to read Genesis 33, 1 through 11 aloud together, looking for what happened when Jacob and Esau met. Instruct one student in each pair to imagine experiencing the events recorded in these verses as though he or she were Esau, and the other student to imagine them as though he or she were Jacob. After sufficient time, ask students to discuss the following questions with their partners, using what they learned from imagining the reunion of Esau and Jacob. Write these questions on the board or provide a copy for each pair of students. What did you think and feel as you approached your brother? What did you do to restore peace to your relationship with your brother? Once students have completed this activity, ask the class the following questions. What did Jacob do to restore peace to his relationship with Esau? Answers might include the following. Jacob addressed Esau using respectful terms. He showed courtesy, humility, and reverence by bowing before Esau, and he offered a generous gift to Esau. If you were Esau, how might you feel about Jacob's efforts to establish a peaceful relationship with you? What principle can we learn from Jacob's example about what we can do to restore peace in troubled relationships? As students respond, emphasize the following principle. If we make the effort to settle conflicts in the Lord's way, then we can help restore peace to troubled relationships. Help students understand and feel the truth and importance of this principle by asking the following questions. Why can it sometimes be hard to attempt to settle conflicts in troubled relationships? When have you seen peace restored to a relationship because someone made an effort to settle a conflict? What thoughts or feelings did you have as you saw this happen? To help students identify another principle in Genesis 33 verses 1 through 11, ask the following questions. What did Esau do to show that he had overcome his hatred and forgiven Jacob? He ran to meet Jacob, embraced him, and wept with him. He also accepted Jacob's gift. What principle can we learn from Esau's example about restoring peace in troubled relationships? Students may suggest a variety of principles, but make sure they understand that if we overcome hatred and forgive others, then we can restore peace to troubled relationships. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Marion D. Hanks of the 70. Ask students to listen for reasons why we need to overcome hatred or resentment when we feel others have wronged us. Quote, what is our response when we are offended, misunderstood, unfairly or unkindly treated or sinned against, made an offender for a word, falsely accused, passed over, hurt by those we love, our offerings rejected? Do we resent, become bitter, hold a grudge? Or do we resolve the problem if we can, forgive, and rid ourselves of the burden? The nature of our response to such situations may well determine the nature and quality of our lives, here and eternally. Even if it appears that another may be deserving of our resentment or hatred, none of us can afford to pay the price of resenting or hating because of what it does to us. End quote. What is the value of forgiving others, even if it seems they are in the wrong? To help students answer this question, you may want to suggest they read Doctrine and Covenants 64, verses 9 through 11. What can we do to overcome hatred and forgive others? Invite students to think of a time when they experienced or witnessed the return of peace to a relationship because someone was willing to overcome hatred and forgive others. What helped you or the person you thought of to overcome hatred and forgive others? Consider sharing a personal experience or testimony that relates to one or more of the principles students identified. To help students apply the principles they have learned, give them time to respond to one of the following questions in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. What will you do to overcome hatred or resentment you might feel toward someone and to forgive this person? What efforts will you make to settle conflicts in a troubled relationship? Encourage students to apply what they wrote. Genesis 33, verses 12 through 20. Esau returns to Seir, and Jacob travels to the land of Canaan. Summarize Genesis 33, verses 12 through 17, by explaining that after Jacob and Esau's reunion, Esau offered to travel with Jacob and his family as they continued their journey to the land of Canaan. Jacob said his caravan would need to travel at a slow pace because of the animals and children, and suggested that Esau proceed without them. Esau then returned to the land of Seir. Invite a student to read Genesis 33 verses 18 through 20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jacob built. Point out that the name of the altar Jacob built in Shalem means El, being God, is the God of Israel. See verse 20, footnote A. By dedicating this altar, Jacob confirmed his promise that if God would help them return home in peace, then the Lord would be his God. Genesis 34 verses 1 through 31. Shechem violates Dinah, and Simeon and Levi take revenge on Shechem and his city. Write the following words on the board: love and lust. Then ask the following questions. What are some differences between love and lust? Why is it important to know the difference between love and lust? Invite a student to read Genesis 34 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to determine whether they see evidence of love or lust. Even though Shechem claimed that he loved Dinah, what did he do that showed that he lusted after her rather than truly loved her? Quote, he took her and lay with her and defiled her, end quote, verse 2, which means that Shechem violated and dishonored Dinah by forcing her to engage in sexual relations with him. You may want to write the following principle on the board. Lusting after others shows a lack of love and respect for them. How does this principle differ from what society frequently tells us about love? Read the following statements aloud. Ask students to listen for differences between love and lust. Quote, never do anything that could lead to sexual transgression. Treat others with respect, not as objects used to satisfy lustful and selfish desires. Do not participate in discussions or any media that arouse sexual feelings. Do not participate in any type of pornography. End quote. From For the Strength of Youth, page 36. Quote, love makes us instinctively reach out to God and other people. Lust, on the other hand, is anything but godly and celebrates self-indulgence. Love comes with open hands and open heart. Lust comes with only an open appetite. End quote. Explain that acting in lust stems from having unclean and undisciplined thoughts and desires. How can we prevent lust from developing in our minds and hearts? Ask students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals how they think Genesis 34, verse 2, might have been written if Shechem had truly loved and respected Dinah. After sufficient time, invite a few students to share what they wrote. Ask students to look for the chain of events that resulted from Shechem's lustful actions. Summarize Genesis 34, verses 4 through 31, by explaining that after Shechem took Dinah and defiled her, Shechem desired to marry her. Shechem's father approached Jacob and proposed that Dinah be allowed to marry Shechem. He also suggested that their people engage in trade relations with each other and further intermarry. The sons of Jacob were angry about what Shechem had done, and deceitfully suggested that they should agree to the proposed arrangement only if all the men in Shechem's city agreed to be circumcised, which was symbolic of entering into the Abrahamic covenant. The men agreed to this proposal and were all circumcised. While the men of the city were recovering from being circumcised, Simeon and Levi entered the city, killed all of the males, and rescued their sister Dinah from Shechem's house. Jacob was greatly distressed by what Simeon and Levi had done and worried that surrounding tribes would gather together to destroy his household. Explain that although the outrage of Simeon and Levi may to some seem justified, deceiving and slaughtering the men of the city was not justified. Invite students to ponder how lust, anger, and revenge can lead to immoral choices and result in regret and misery. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the principles students identified in today's lesson.